Live, kicking off the third hour of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And how do you feel about the idea of licensing for dog ownership? I'm not saying getting a dog license. I'm saying you'd have to be licensed in order to get a dog in the first place. That's the proposal. It's on the table right now over in the UK, and of course, as ideas, bureaucrats tend to share ideas with one another, you can expect that if this goes through successfully in the UK, somebody will probably pick it up for this country. Because apparently there's some problems with dogs biting people in the UK, so they believe that if they just force everybody that owns a dog to go through some sort of dog training class and get certified in order to own dogs, that'll solve the problem.
And, you know, in an indirect way, this is the same sort of argument that leads to euthanasia, leads to, when you have a government-run healthcare system, leads to rationing of healthcare based on what the government decides the chances of you surviving are. Because, you know, as one of the advisors to Barack Obama said, he's the brother of Rahm Emanuel. His name is Ezekiel Emanuel. He wrote pages of text on how older people, well, they've had more life years. And so, therefore, we shouldn't really consider them as high priorities when it comes to the weight that they that they're imposing on the system. We should really think about giving the money to other people because they'll be less of a drag.
Well, that's clearly the logical conclusion of government health care.
Right.
It's obvious.
So if they can decide whether people can have a dog, because the dog could be a burden on society, the dog could be dangerous, a threat, and as we said in the last segment, then perhaps they could decide whether or not people could have children, because those children could grow up to be antisocial if they're not brought up the right way. Then they could also decide whether you yourself are too much of a drag on the system.
Right, but this is, and it leads to, like, really, what does a dog do for society as a whole?
You said dog do. You get that? It was good.
No, I know what you mean.
They do not
feel good.
So then you have the bureaucrats, you know, there's a few more dog biting incidents. The bureaucrats made it, they licensed this person to have a dog, and their dog bit somebody. Mm-hmm. So then you go down the road of, well, the cover your butt road, as they call it in government work. The CYA road. Yeah. And then they're not like, they won't issue any licenses because it's their job to keep people safe. How in the from dogs? How in the world could they possibly keep people safe from dogs if they allowed people to have dogs? I mean, this was the when I was in prison. My it was the last year that I was in prison. Mm-hmm. My grandmother passed away, and it was just before the last year. Anyway, it's about that time. Mm-hmm. My grandmother passed away. Now at this time, I was able to go out into the community. I was able to play with a chainsaw in the immediate vicinity of a correctional officer. A civilian, you know, people like that. I could be trusted outside, but I couldn't. The bureaucrats wouldn't give me the ability to go to my grandmother's funeral.
Jeez,
wow.
Or go see her on her deathbed.
Right. Well, it was actually the deathbed visit originally, and then they drugged their feet so long that then they had to make a decision on the funeral visit, and the decision they made was no. You can't make this was the whole purpose of the furloughs, these hardship furloughs.
Yes,
I had to pay a sheriff to come from Manatee County to pick me up, put me in chains, drag me off to the funeral, and I was, you know, I had that all set up, but they still wouldn't take the risk. Why? Because something bad could happen. And as I never even heard of an instance where somebody had on a hardship furlough actually done anything. Certainly on other kinds of furloughs, convicts had done things.
Yeah.
But this is what happens when you leave bureaucrats in charge of, you know, these kind of things.
It's close the pool. No fun anymore. Right. I mean, somebody got hurt, so nobody gets to have any fun.
Right. Because if you the bureaucrat who's in charge of the pool gets in trouble.
Yeah, but it's not like they have any real liability.
No, not any real liability, but somebody said something to them, and that's bad.
Let's go to Ted calling from the woods on the AMP line. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Guardian. Mark.
Hey, Ted. What's on your mind, Ted?
Well, my wife called in earlier. I'm sorry about that. She ain't too bright, but
well, I don't understand how you can't keep that woman on a shorter leash. Ted.
She sounded way more intellectual than I could handle. I'll tell you that.
I should have never taught her how to use a phone. Is what I said.
Maybe you should be licensed to do that sort of thing.
There you go.
Yeah, she should be licensed to use a phone.
Yes.
So what's up, Ted?
Well, Oh, I used to live in the UK, and man, so I know a little something about all them dog regulations they got over there. You had to have a chip in your dog over there?
Yeah. No, you don't have to yet. They're looking at mandating that. Oh, it's okay.
No, you had to.
Hmm. Okay. Maybe
in
different areas.
The county I lived in.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, because I was in Suffolk County. But that guy was talking about eating them earlier. I guess it's just a question of which way you cook them.
Oh, man.
Have you had some?
Grizzly.
No, I ain't never had dog. Never it's had one dog. Of the few things I ain't had. I've eaten just about every one of God's creatures. So
well, why stop there?
I'm working on it.
Oh, you're going to give it a try someday?
I'll eventually get the dog. One of these days.
All right.
One of these days I will get the dog. I'm working on it.
All right, Ted. What else?
Oh, I was wondering, do you know if I can shoot a .38 caliber shot shell through my .357 Magnum?
Hell if I know.
No idea. I doubt it.
My recommendation is don't shoot anything that it's not designed for.
Well, you can shoot a regular .38 out of .357. I'm just kind of worried because all the little BBs, it might end up hitting the back of the barrel or something since it's
.38
that wouldn't
be good.
Shorter.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to spray all over the place.
Try Gun Talk Live.
There was a show named that, wasn't there?
There was.
Well, you guys don't talk about guns nearly enough.
Well, we don't know much about guns.
Yeah. I mean, I've got an AK, but I don't know that much about guns.
Ted, I will bet you.
AK is it?
It's a Wasser.
A Wasser? All right.
I'll bet you by the end of the show, Ted, if you listen for the next 45 minutes, that somebody will have called in with an answer. I don't know if Puke's listening, but I can assure you he knows the answer.
Yeah, he knows no.
Well, I hope so. I'm looking forward to that. I was wondering that. I was kind of worried about trying it out.
So the question was, can you put a 38 shotgun shell in a 357?
Yep, 38 special, shot shell.
In a revolver?
You put it in it's no. They make little shot shells for a 38 special. I ain't seen one for a 357, but if there was a slightly longer one, it'd probably work.
Okay. Well, you know, good luck, Ted. And there are plenty of gun forums, of course, on the Internet as well, wherein you might be able to find those sorts of answers.
Yeah, I could use the Internet, or I could talk to you guys about it.
Right.
You talk to the experts or talk to Free Talk Live. You're right. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We are
better
experts
asking,
in not much.
Yeah, better off asking us how to cook the cat
funny
than
stuff. Let's go to Ziggy in the UK. Ziggy, hey. You're on Free Talk Live. You have a dog, Zig?
Sorry, I didn't catch what you last said.
Do you have a dog?
No, I don't. All right, you mentioned my name and you had some queries about certain policies over here. So I thought I'd ring in and answer the questions you had.
You are Zig the Answer Man.
Okay, you wanted to know about cameras in the homes of disruptive families.
Yes.
It was a trial. It hasn't been rolled out across the country yet. And I doubt it will be, simply because the government has no cash, and we're about to have a change of government here. Even though I don't think the Conservatives are going to be any better, I think they wouldn't implement that policy.
Why do they have no cash? Don't they just have the ability to print it out like the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, they have been doing that. I don't know, understand. I'm not Mr. Economist. I don't understand the full details, but we are being told that the deficit is worryingly large.
But you're saying they did try this program, meaning they actually did put some cameras in some homes of disruptive families.
Yeah. Also, chips and dogs. You do have to get a chip in a dog if you want to take the dog abroad.
Hmm. Okay.
If you want to eat the dog, you have to
bring
eat the chips.
Back. The Sex Pistols.
Yes.
Gart mentioned something about that the Sex Pistols believed that they wanted someone to protect the proletariat. The thing about the Sex Pistols was that they were actually rebelling against the Labour government, which had promised so much to the working man, to the proletariat, but hadn't delivered. John Madden actually says this in The Filth and the Fury.
Right, Ziggy, I should be more specific. I was going from the Sex Pistols to so many of the so-called anarchists at the time. And you're absolutely right. The Labor government, they were very upset with the Labor government. But I'm sure it had to do with the idea that the Labor government didn't go far enough towards socialism the way they wanted.
Ziggy, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. As always, 800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever is on your mind to control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Sandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money too. Now you can get a 1 month supply for only $29.97 plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our streams. We've got live broadband and dial-up streams. We've got our webcam. Plus, you can even access Free Talk Live via any phone that can dial long distance. via our listen lines. You can get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com. Get tuned in, listen.freetalklive.com.
Escape from Terra, it's a online serial cartoon comic strip from Big Head Press. You can go check it out at bigheadpress.com. But don't go and see today's strip, because today's strip is not safe for work.
Don't you dare.
Bigheadpress.com. If you, it's right there. They got a little banner for Escape from Terra at the top of the page, but you could go to bigheadpress.com/EFT if you wanted to.
Cool. All right. So, and how often is that published?
Every day, every weekday. So every morning, you can pop on there and take a look. They also have another one.
How do they make money on that stuff?
They sell comics on the side, and then they'll,
They sell print versions.
As they go every year, you
said they sell comics on the side.
My mistake. They have banners, and a lot of them are for comics and things like that on the side. So they have a banner model, and they also will be selling every year or something like that. They're going to put out a graphic novel version, so you can.
So they compile it all together, and so you can buy a printed version.
You'll be able to buy a printed version, and I believe it's like next month they're going to put out the first year. Escape from Terra, I love it. Every day I pop on, I love it. The other one they have is called Phoebus Crumb. It's an adaptation of a L. Neil Smith, libertarian science fiction novel. And it's the first part of that, not safe for work either. But, I'm enjoying it. They're both great.
I think that's really cool that, you know, they're kind of proving the new media model of distribution is working for comic strips there, because we do it with Free Talk Live. We put Free Talk Live out, allow people to download it as they choose, and then ask later on for contributions. And these guys are putting their comics online, and they're selling some banner ads, and they're going to sell the actual printed version down the line. And if you just came out with the printed version up front, nobody would know who you were. You wouldn't have any real way of getting comics sold. But if you go and you build your brand online, and then you put something together down the road, people fall in love with your product, and they'll jump at the opportunity to spend some money on it.
And the other option is making swag, too, to go with it. Sure.
Yeah. You know, that brings up something Adam Wilcox and Mick and I were talking about in one of the pods, which is, I think it was a story that Adam found out of New York. It might have been something Blog of Bilehead, about how, I think it was, is it Warner Records was pushing to try to stop, or might be pushing to try to stop streaming broadcasters like Rhapsody and Last.fm and things like that, where you call up songs or call up artists and you can stream it. You can't download it, but you can stream it. They want to prevent them from doing that, and that could also have implications for radio stations, FM music radio stations that stream their stuff.
Sure.
And because they know that many people have digital recording devices on their computers, as I do, as you do, and we can record virtually anything and turn it into an MP3 if we want to. So they want to stop that from happening. And I just, you know, these people just keep shooting themselves in the foot. I don't know how many clips they've got in their weapons, but they are going to knock off every toe they possibly can from their own corporate feet before they realize that they've got to take a different paradigm, the way you guys have, the way they have online with comics.
This is the thing is, likely they're correct, though, Gardner. I think that it will kill the big music industry. Because
it won't kill the bands.
No, kill the bands.
Exactly.
But you see, nobody cares except for the big music people about the big music industry. Bands will figure out, and they are using things like MySpace, Facebook, and all that other stuff, how to get their music into the ears of people who may like their music. Like, for instance, Josh Noon from the Josh Noon Band, N-O-O-N-E.
Mm-hmm. Great band.
Yeah, it is a great band, and he's managed to get his music into people's ears. There's another one. The gal who, I can't remember her name. The one that validated the first time in video.
Hannah.
At Free Talk Live. What is it?
Hannah.
At freetalklive.com. She sang a song or something like that, and she's got her own website where she does stuff. This is how people are doing it on the internet.
There are a lot of people within the Creative Commons who don't, you know, they just ask for donations and things like that. And yes, you make money off the swag. And if I were to recommend anything to these corporate people, I would call them pinheads, but, you know, you want to be at least accessible to them with your ideas and don't have them turn away from you. Who knows? You know, if they could just catch on to the idea that they're not going to make money in record sales,
the way they have. They've got to recognize it. And by shutting this, these people down with streaming, online streaming, they're eliminating hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of people from hearing their stuff. And it's going to be on YouTube anyway. The videos are going to be on YouTube, and they have high-quality sound on YouTube. Are they going to prevent those?
Maybe, maybe. So, YouTube has an algorithm that they scan the video submissions, they scan the audio tracks for, and they actually look for copyrighted patterns.
Interesting. Interesting.
It's really amazing. Like, I have this video that I made from way back when Free Talk Live had our listener appreciation party after we got off the air in our way back in 2003 or whatever it was.
Mm.
And I put a bit of an Evanescence track underneath it because I don't have any royalty-free tracks. It sounded kind of cool. It was only like a minute long. What's the big deal?
Right on.
So I uploaded that to YouTube, and they immediately flagged it, and they said that this cannot be played in certain countries. Like,
wow.
It was. They let me upload it, but it has restrictions on it.
Well,
we got to get to the point. I was just going to say,
my recommendation to the companies. My recommendation to the companies is, look, you guys, help out with, make your money on the live shows. You know, help with management for the live tours. If you want to be record or music companies now, and you're not going to sell as many records per se, then you know that the music is going to be used as a promotional device for many live bands. So get involved with the live shows.
It's so hard for them to change, though, Gard. It is so difficult for these dinosaurs.
But they're not going to make it. The dinosaurs aren't going to. Dinosaurs,
they can't change.
But they're not. There's not enough room for them. The fact is that music is going to. It's too easy now. Communication has been developed to the point that we don't need big music companies anymore. You don't need to stamp out vinyl records in order to get music from one place to another. Now you can move it across the lines, you know, of the internet line, the tubes.
Right.
It goes right through the tubes into people's ears.
But I understand what you're saying. What you're saying is their old business model won't work today, and that they're grasping.
They need to go bye bye. And these are their death
throes.
They're
right.
Like zombies.
Don't you think it's possible though that there could be a more innovative music label that somehow reinvents itself to still add some sort of value to that scenario, whether it's
being
marketers.
Yes, but they're not going to make the kind of money that they made previously.
That's fine.
That's the thing I'm trying to get across to you. Why? I mean, they would need to add something of value to the band and to the listener in order to be able to insert themselves in the scenario.
Yes.
Currently, band members can make music and get it to people who listen on the internet. They don't need big music companies.
Right. No, I agree with you. I'm not defending the music companies.
I'm just saying, they're dead and gone, man. And what we're seeing is watching them thrash around, destroy the people that made them wealthy.
Destroy their customers.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, oh, I agree with you. I absolutely agree. 800-259-9231. But I don't know if that attitude can apply to all of the labels. I mean, there are some labels that are bigger than others. There are some labels that have historically been very small, kind
they
of
might
culty,
make it, but
culty
I don't
labels.
Think so.
There's more coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example? Buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
We're talking about dinosaurs, not the kind that roar and bite things. We're talking about the music industry. And other dinosaurs. We'll get into that here in a moment. Would love your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you can join us online, freetalklive.com is where you want to go. We've got a webcam, and it is up during the show. You can also chat with our listeners at the same time. It's all on the same page. Webcam and chat, all the same place. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and it's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
MySolarBackup.com, all across the eastern section of the United States, there have been just huge areas blacked out because of the snow in the last couple of weeks. And, well, you know, I can't say that having a solar cell outside would be the easiest thing in the winter because you have to keep the snow off of it, but it's been relatively sunny, and it may have been the thing that would have kept me from being in the dark about 5 hours or 8 hours or whatever it was earlier last week.
I would think this would sell big in places like Arizona, for instance.
Arizona and Florida, these are absolutely, when hurricane season comes through in Florida and you're out of power for... It can be days.
And the sun is beating down at that point.
MySolarBackup.com, it is it's an inexpensive way to have a solar backup in case of emergencies. It doesn't have the fumes or all the maintenance that a gas generator does. MySolarBackup.com.
All right, we continue here. 800-259-9231 allows you to jump in with your thoughts on dinosaurs, the dinosaurs of the music industry, specifically who we're talking about here. And we've been discussing just the, Mark, you're pointing out, and I agree with you, that the music industry is lashing out in their death throes against the people that made them wealthy, against their own customers, doing things like bringing lawsuits against old ladies for having files downloaded on their computer.
Incredible.
Likely there's, you know, grandchildren doing it, but nonetheless, the person with the name on the internet account apparently is held responsible for everything that happens over the account, which I think is pretty ludicrous considering how many people have open Wi-Fi access points at their their home, so anybody on a laptop in a van across the street can be accessing their internet and doing who knows what with it. So all that aside, there's no doubt that these people are on the way out. The music record labels are there's just something about the old guard that makes it difficult for them.
Status quo, continuity.
Entitlement?
Yeah, well, it's continuity.
Well, I'm right. They feel like, well, we've always done it this way, so we should always get to do it this
way. Apparently they didn't read Who Moved My Cheese or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. They've got so much invested in their paradigm that they can't shake out of it, you know?
You see these Goliaths of industry over time just petering out and dying off. Woolworths is a great example of it. I remember when I was a kid growing up, there was a Woolworths in Sarasota, Florida.
There was a Crest, too.
Yeah, Crest. That's another one. Mars Brothers. Yeah. Some of these things were very big businesses that
Bell
were
Quincy.
Very popular in the past, and then
they're
gone.
Man.
Yeah. Because, well, you either adapt or you die in business. You either adapt to the changing times and to the changing desires of the consumers, and you make them happy, you give them what they want, or you don't make it because somebody else steps in and they do. And so that's why I think that it's possible for some of these labels, it's likely you're going to be the smaller labels that are maybe a little more able to innovate and change their business model.
I was probably being somewhat hyperbolic. Obviously, there's going to be room in the industry for somebody who's essentially a marketer, and maybe they have an office of two or three people in there. It's just not going to be, to my mind, it's unlikely that you're going to be able to build a monolithic business that manages to essentially live off the idea of intellectual property, because you can't chase this stuff down.
Right. Absolutely.
It's not going to be the way it was, you know, with record reps in every city going around to the different radio stations, plugging their stuff, and all the kinds of things that go on in this, that went on in this industry. It's changed, and it's changing.
Yes.
Yeah, there might be somebody who can add marketing to for a band, and then therefore add the service of bringing new music to the listener. You know, they might be able to insert themselves in and create enough money
and
in order. But the reason for, and you're
right, Mark, that they're not going to need this huge staff and the huge offices and all of that. It's very likely that labels would be able to be done online. I mean, you may not even need a central location for your music label. I mean, I don't know. I'm not too familiar with that particular industry, but I do know something about talent. And not because I consider myself any talent, but I do know that the talent in this business tends to want to come in, sit down behind a microphone, do a show, get their check at the end of the week, and be done.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. You can get them to do some production work and things like that, you know, that they're assigned to do, and they'll do their tasks. But talent isn't entrepreneurs. They're not out there marketing themselves. And so most band people, I would imagine, are similar. It's likely they just want to play the rock or play whatever music it is that they're into, get paid to pay it, to play it, go and, have sex with groupies or whatever it is, get the drugs, do whatever it is that they're into the music business for, but not necessarily the marketing and the outreach to radio stations or the other things that might be necessary to make it big or to make their band more popular. And so that's where maybe a label could still be valuable to a lot of these band members, and that is that, providing the management services, organizing the concert tours, because somebody's got to call the venues and get all those ducks in a row, setting up all their appearances on radio shows and other television venues and things like that. So I think there's definitely a role for the kind of the ancillary non-creation of music things that are still inevitably going to be associated with promoting a band.
The role of radio stations in new music is diminishing.
Oh, radio, yeah, you're right. I agree with you there as well.
And that's your biggest expense, feet on the street kind of expense as far as personnel goes.
That's right.
If essentially through social media at this point, I would think that somebody would be able to make themselves into essentially a record label by promoting bands and things like that, just by getting stuff into people's ears. I don't know the way to monetize these things, but it's my understanding that the freemium model is working pretty well, which is you give people something for free, and then you offer them more to pay for, especially as the AMP program goes for Free Talk Live.
Mm.
Right. So I totally agree. Radio is not going to be the way to get your music popular in the future, most likely, unless all of a sudden the FCC goes away and then the radio business changes dramatically. I don't see that happening anytime soon. So, yeah, you're probably right about that. But nonetheless, having a marketer, whatever the venues are for that marketer, whether it's promoting on Facebook or promoting on whatever it is that's next, because Facebook is not going to last forever either, right?
So yeah, MySpace was huge.
Right, it's going to be replaced. So having somebody going out there to work with your band to promote your band so the band members can just be a band and not have to worry about that stuff. Now, that means that the bands that are willing to do that stuff themselves will be able to make more money because they'll be able to take all of it in-house, and it'll be easier for bands to be entrepreneurial should they want to. But just kind of knowing talent, that's not what they want to do.
No, they
don't want to be doing that stuff. So there will still be opportunities out there for those who are willing.
In the same way that Free Talk Live has managed to make it by essentially encapsulating every...
We do it ourselves.
Right. Every aspect of sort of the radio business in the two people that... The two major people that do the show. Pardon me, Gardner.
No problem.
we managed to make it because we were willing to do it. We could have never employed the amount of people that it took to do everything where you and I could just sit here.
Wouldn't have made it past the first year.
So if you are in the music, you know, in the business and want to get paid to do music, I would recommend you get pretty good at marketing your music to people and figuring out models that are going to get you paid and all that other stuff, because those are the bands that are going to do it successfully for the rest of their lives.
I absolutely would agree with that recommendation. That's the smartest thing to do.
And it takes a little bit of work up front, you know, a few years up front, but after that it pays off.
Yes, exactly. But nonetheless, there's still some, I think there's still going to be a role out there for somebody connected, some sort of label. And of course, if that label is successful at promoting new media bands, you know, bands of this internet age, then they'll still be able to build their brand. And if they can build a successful brand around that label, then there will be some desire of bands to be associated with that label in the same way that that desire still exists today. Because, you know, and similarly, whatever the venues are that are playing that music, the label may have some level of renown. When the label representative calls up and says, I'm so-and-so from blah, 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 then that might give whatever band that is a little bit more attention than they might otherwise get. So there may still be some value in some of the things that the labels do. Will they be huge monolithic entities with massive offices and piles of cocaine everywhere like they used to be in the past? No, definitely not. 800-259-9231, and that's a good thing. Much to the chagrin of the Warners and Sony BMGs and the rest of those Capitol Records and all those guys out there. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves, even in the remaining moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever lost power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it the most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com to request a free information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. Ian with you.
Hey, Garth.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And the Free Talk Live program is supported by its listeners. We're talking about how there's this freemium model of essentially running a business, I guess, or generating revenue for a business. And I guess that's what we follow here is we give you the archives and the webcam and the streams and all of that stuff on our website for free, which is a lot of the same stuff that you'll find behind paywalls on other talk show host websites. We give away more for free than the other talk show hosts charge you for, at least that I've been able to tell, and no one has ever rebutted that statement. So I believe it to be true. Not that I've ever paid for, and most of the other talk show hosts to actually find out what they have behind their paywall, but from based on their sales pitches on their website, I think it's pretty safe to say Free Talk Live gives away more than they charge for. And it's all $3 a month. That's all we ask for. And again, it's just asking. So if you don't, if you for whatever reason can't afford the cup of coffee that $3 a month is, basically you don't have to give up one cup of coffee or a hamburger or something like that in order to pay for the AMP program. You'll get perks too. amp.freetalklive.com. Now, one of the things the AMP money does is it's not going to paychecks. It's going to be reinvested in this program so we can get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. One of the things that the AMP money does, besides advertise in various publications around, advertise in different venues, we've got the Talkers Magazine ads that we do, which is the industry publication of record for talk radio. And, Gard, you've actually had an article published in there.
Yeah, it was fun.
In the past.
Nice people.
In fact, one of the guys behind the scenes there at Talkers is a libertarian. So
awesome.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So we've been advertising there for a long time, and every year we go to the Talkers New Media Seminar in New York City. It's a once-a-year convention that all of the who's who of talk radio goes to these conventions, unless they're too big to be a who's who, like, you know, Howard Stern. He won't show. He won't go to the talk.
When he got the Freedom of Speech Award, he sent
George Takei
Sulu
yeah.
to pick it up.
So yeah, he wouldn't even come to receive the award that they gave him. Though, to Rush Limbaugh's credit, he has shown up to a couple of them.
Yes, yeah, you got to say, and I enjoy listening to his show. He's funny sometimes, and he's a
talented, talented broadcaster. There's no doubt about it. I mean, disagree or agree with what he says, I mostly... Well, I don't agree with a whole lot of what he says, but then again, I don't listen, so I don't know. But nonetheless, the who's who comes out to these meetings, and that means we need to be there. And so we've been there now since, what, Mark, 2006 was the first year we went?
Sounds right.
Maybe it was 05, I don't know. But we've been there now a handful of times, and it's in New York City every year, and it's a good time. Unfortunately, we are not able to go, both of us, this year. Because, Mark, well, you have to stay in New Hampshire to go to the Liberty Forum, because it's conflicting. They're both happening the same weekend, that's why it's unfortunate, because I'd like to go to both of them.
Yeah, I'd enjoy going, too. I can't say I feel bad about not having to leave New Hampshire, though.
No, I don't like having to go to New York, but at least it's drivable from here. You don't have to fly in.
Yes, totally.
So I'll be going down there, and Talkers has been good to Free Talk Live. I mean, we are a paying client. I'm sure that has something to do with it. Because we buy ads in their magazine, that helps us become involved in these seminars.
Well, this is the way that I don't know that that's entirely the way it is. Because in the magazine industry, having worked in it, there's a wall between, you know, they talk about the wall between advertising and content, and, mm-hmm. and it is there. But these people do read their own magazine,
yeah.
And we have ads in their magazines. And therefore, they have, you know, we show up on their radar just because we advertise in right. their magazine.
It's a way to be conspicuous, right? Yeah. So I mean, there's a lot of shows out there that I'm sure would like Talkers Magazine to cover them, but if you buy ads with Talkers Magazine, it's more likely they're going to cover you.
I think it's just because they're people that place those ads, see them, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So advertising works, and it works on the people that place it too.
Yeah, that makes sense. So just want to tell you a little bit more about what some of the good news out of this, because the Free Talk Live amplifiers are, you know, have been backing us up for a long time, and we've been going out and doing these conventions, and year after year, the profile of Free Talk Live at these conventions continues to raise. It was, I think 2 years ago that I was first asked to participate in a panel discussion. Last year, I was asked to give a short speech before one of the panels. And this year I've been asked to be in another panel discussion, which I like better because I get to be more me than speechifying and having to just kind of occupy 3 minutes of time. I can more speak extemporaneously and naturally rather than trying to prepare something in advance. But I like the opportunity to practice speaking because I was always petrified by it in school.
Yeah, there's something entirely different for preparing a speech than getting up there and answering questions or something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. So I kind of like the opportunity, but man, I was definitely pretty nervous or excited rather about up there.
Yeah, I suppose it's fine and everything that they take Ian and then leave the real talent in the show sitting in the audience, but. I'm just waiting for the talk radio rumble when, you know, obviously they're not gonna mess around with the minor leagues anymore at that point. They're gonna bring
heavy hitters. The talk radio rumble is an event that they have where they put I think about 8 or 9 different talk show hosts up on the stage, and they just they ask questions in regards to some news item or whatever, and they just let them go at one another.
Oh, that's fun.
So that would be really fun to have.
It's the liberals and the conservatives fighting about.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody gets up there and says, there should be no federal government.
Yeah,
you know, that message has not yet been heard in the talk radio rumble. But being in the radio rumble is just fun. You don't really get your ideas out to be on just on issues. They've invited me this year to be in the very last panel discussion of the entire event. So everybody is going to be there for this panel discussion. It's the very end cap of the entire event. There's one little closing speech after it, and that's it.
Wow.
And I'm going to be up there. I couldn't believe this when I was invited to do this. I'm going to be up there on stage with New York City program directors. Like, these are guys
great.
You usually can't get to answer the phone, right? I'll be up there on the stage with essentially some of the most visible, biggest names in the industry talking about the state
and the future of talk radio.
That's amazing.
I mean, as somebody who doesn't even work in radio, I do a radio show from my, you know, from my home studio.
But you're not
here,
in the corporate classic radio model.
People ask us questions about the industry. I have no idea.
That's amazing.
The only thing I know about radio is this guy across from me.
This is great. So, this is so cool.
But I'm trying to think, well, what are some of the issues going to be that we're going to discuss? I mean, one of the things that the radio people are real concerned with is, well, the future of radio. I mean, because they're worried about iPods and they're worried about podcasts, MP3 and streaming and all of this stuff and
for good reason.
And for good reason. And I'm thinking that my message is going to be basically that, hey, radio for the first time has competition. I mean, really, if you want to talk about dying dinosaurs, like we were with the music business, radio's in that same boat, except worse, because the music business, at least you could start up your own label without having to ask government permission first. These radio stations have had it on easy street for decades.
Now we talk. I just disagree. It doesn't make any sense. If you look at the three premier TV channels that were out there, ABC, NBC, CBS, what do they call them? The big three networks. The big networks that were out there previously. Those networks, if you look at their ad revenue year over year, things came along. Cable came along. VHS came along. Mm-hmm. Their market share has diminished dramatically from numbers like 33 shares to numbers like 6 shares.
Right.
But their revenue hasn't diminished like that at all. They are still
adjusted for inflation.
Yes. Well, I mean, adjusted. I don't know. You'll have to take a look. I don't remember the chart that I saw. I don't know exactly what they said. But they're making their money.
There's more eyes on television now, is what you're saying.
Well, eyes. They don't have more viewers. I mean, no. You know, their share of the. No, I mean, they shouldn't. Their numbers should be diminished. Mm-hmm. But they're still providing the top notch shows out there and radios. I mean, there's something to be said for the status quo and momentum and all that other stuff. And radio's got a ways to go, even with iPods and all that other stuff, especially talk radio. When you're talking about music radio, yeah, they're going to get their butts handed to them, because I've heard Crazy Train, Friends in Small, Low Places, and all that other stuff is all the times that I can handle hearing them.
Yeah.
Total Eclipse of the Heart, though.
I understand that, Mark. I agree with you. I think talk radio and radio's lifespan is going to be fairly it's going to be fairly lengthy, but explain away the fears that a lot of the people in the business have, and they are afraid.
What they need to do is diversify, and they need to they need to bring more talent on there. The best thing they can do is have good talent.
But I absolutely absolutely agree with. I just think that the fact that they've never had to deal with competition is an important point to bring up. Like, all you've ever had to deal with in radio is the guy across town who has another radio station, until all of a sudden the internet comes along and completely changes the game. So they're going to have to step up, bring the right talent in, and step up their game, or else they will continue hemorrhaging listeners over to other services, especially as those other services get easier to access. We'll see tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. See you then.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.